The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds bust open, you see for yourselves and you know that summer is now near. Likewise, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. And I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The Gospel of the Lord. All our readings these days have to do with the end, because we're coming to the end of the liturgical year. Tomorrow, Saturday, is the last day of the liturgical year. On Sunday, we'll have the first Sunday of Advent. So we're coming to the end of a liturgical year, and therefore the readings tend to reflect this. And it's important for us to collect the teaching of the readings, not just the individual readings, but the sequence, the whole drift and movement of God's word. When Jesus says, look for the seasons and know when the seasons are happening, you can know what to anticipate, that something is dying and something is coming back to life. Every human experience has seasons. Everything has seasons. The whole cycle of life is a whole revelation of seasons. We're young, we're midlife, we're elders. These are all seasons. We have monthly seasons. We have night and day. We have the seasons of the year. Everything is involved in cycles. So don't get arrested in one place, because we are all somehow involved in a dynamic. It's true for the church, it's true for everything. And by the way, all the cycles reveal the essential truth of paradox. Everything is paradox. Look at our beliefs. We have the God-man. But how would you have a God and man? We have a God-man. We have a Virgin Mother. We have light and darkness. If you hadn't darkness, you wouldn't know what light means. If you didn't have light, darkness would have no meaning. You have night and day. Everything is paradox. Everything in our lives is paradox. And if we think we can live permanently in the summertime, and if we think that everything is going to go perfect all the time in life, we haven't understood the Word of God and the dynamics of creation. We are part of creation. So never get discouraged. We're all involved in certain cycles in life. It's just the way of creation. Somehow God speaks to us in the various seasons of the life of life. I was reading Christopher Hopkins yesterday about the cycles and the various stages. He calls it the ages. I'll speak about this on Sunday. And he says we're in the sixth age. And he has the history of the church. He was the greatest Catholic historian in the last century. And the ages of the church. And he takes various ages made up of about 400 years each one, beginning from the beginning of Christianity up to the present age. And he said, we're now living in the sixth age. And what does this mean? It means we've gone through various cycles. And he's very strong in understanding that in every age, you have a peak, you have prosperity, you have something flourishing, and then you have something die. And then a new age begins, and we're reborn, and we grow, and then we go down. You have to understand this. That's your life. It's my life. It's the life of the church. So we should always have the church packed, and we should always be flourishing, and people will say, oh, well, I remember the old days. In the old days, oh my goodness, the old days were so good. In the old days, everybody was fine. We were all praying away, and I remember the prosperity we had in the old days. And then the stock market went down, and the people didn't come to church, and we're saying, oh my goodness, the end of the world must be coming. And yet, read the Word of God. You'll find that we're involved in cycles, every one of us. And it's very important to know where we are in the journey of life in order to harvest in the grace. Every season has its grace. The winter has its grace, has its teaching. And it leads us to the springtime, which also has a teaching, but it's not permanent. Then we have the glory of the summertime. But that doesn't last forever. Then we have the fall. Unless the seed falls into the earth and dies, says Jesus in the 12th chapter of John, unless the seed falls to the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. And yet if it dies, it produces much fruit. Watch this. Think about this in terms of the place we find ourselves today with the virus, and I mean, we have seen an extraordinary reservoir of dedication, goodness, inspiring charity coming in a variety of ways. Things that would never happen unless we hit a season of darkness. The light shines forth. Look at the doctors, the nurses, and most of the people in our country are making sacrifices. I know we might murmur a little bit, but we are making sacrifices. People didn't get together for Thanksgiving because they sacrificed. I mean, the depth of goodness in our people. We had a huge turnout in our food bank here feeding the needy people. This week in preparation for Thanksgiving. I mean, the goodness that's in people, don't overlook that. We tend to get down and out when the winter comes and we say, lift up your gaze because the springtime is about to happen. And all of the movements in the winter are just a preamble. That's the meaning of this reading. So, never get discouraged. The power of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit in creation, we being part of creation, will lead us on. So lift up your hearts and your spirits and be confident. In the power of the Holy Spirit, all will be well. Amen.